Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, on the arrest attitude at 128.29, we'd like you to maneuver to a roll of 090 so we can cool down Quad A. And the pitch and yaw are the same as listed in the flight plan. The high gain antenna angles are pitch of 00, yaw 240. Okay, going on down the page to the fuel cell O2 purge. We'd like you to do the fuel cell O2 purge on fuel cells 2 and 3. And same page, we have a map update, Rev 29, if you're ready to copy, over.
Go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and start the fuel, the O2 purge right now on 2 and 3.
Roger, Gene. Okay, Rev 29, map update, 131. 1224 131-2318 131-5835. Do you want to read that back to me? Over.
Okay, Charlie, Rev 29 is 131-1224-1224-1318-1315835.
Roger, and let's go on to page 385 in the flight plan.
Okay, by the way, we changed canister B a little bit late. Let me find it for you. I'll tell you exactly when we changed it.
Standing by.
We changed it at 120. We changed canister B late. We changed it at 127 hours.
Okay, we copy canister B at 127 hours. And we have an update on page 385 if you're ready to copy, over.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, Gene, 385, the update for the oblique strip. We're giving you the same update as this morning. Roll pitch and yaw are roll 180, 339er, and 000. Your T0, or F8 time, is 132.1748. Change to F2.8. at 132.2716. Okay, your T1 time is 132.3016. T2 is 132.3216. Now the F8 and the F2.8 F stops. Stop changes are for the sequence camera only. We'd like you to use F4 at 1/125th for the black and white. Over.
Okay, I got oblique strip, roll 180, pitch 339er, yaw 000, T0 is at 132.1748, that's at an F8, and go to F2.8 at 132.2716, and that's all on the sequence. T1 is at 132.3016, T2 is at 132.3216, and use F4, 125th on a black and white all the way.
Okay, Gino, good read back. Those roll pitch and yaw angles are ordeal angles. Okay, I've got a TEI-29 if you're ready to copy, over.
Go ahead.
Okay, before we start on the pad, we'd like you to poo and accept. We have a state vector for you. And coming with a TEI-29, SPS, GNN. Starting with noun 33, 133-37-3669er plus 34079er plus 00166 plus 01719er pitch 056. Two jets for 14 seconds on the yellage.
Charlie, give me 981 Delta VX again, will you please?
Which Delta V you want, Gene?
Delta VX.
Okay, Delta VX is plus 34079er. Over.
Okay, TEI 29 SPS GNN, now 33 is 133-37-3669er. 981 is plus 34079er plus 00166 plus 01719er and pitch is 056. It's two jets, all at 14 seconds.
All right, that's a good read back. Now, I got some stuff for you on the fuel cells and the cryos. We'd like to, for your sleep period. It's quite lengthy. You might have a pencil ready so you can copy down some of it, and I'll try to read it slowly and repeat all that you need. We'd like you to stir the cryos and before going to sleep, and then turn all fans off. We'd like optics power switch off, SCS electronics to ECA, O2 tank 2 heater auto, your O2 tank 1 heater to off. Are you with me? Over.
I'm with you, Charlie.
Okay, Gene. Continuing on, we'd like H2 tank 1 heater auto. H2 tank 2 heater to off. You can leave battery B on charge, and we'd like to power up the high gain antenna for the sleep. On the fuel cell configuration, you can leave as is, and we'll place fuel cell 1 on both main A and main B 1.5 hours prior to the TEI burn. Over.
Okay, Charlie, I understand it. Cycle the cryo fans and then off, optics power off, SAS electronic ECA. O2 tank heater number 2 to auto and number 1 to off. H2 tank number 1 to auto and 2 to off. Continue bat B charge and I'll power up the high gain.
Roger, Gene. It's a good read back. Now, at our present temperature decrease on fuel cell 1, we will not have to put it on the line prior to the above time. The minimum temperature for fuel cell 1 is now 370 degrees. That's 370 skin temp. So we'll place it on the main buses to raise the temp in lieu of using the inline heaters doing Trans-Earth Coast. I'd like to emphasize, please do not use the fuel cell heater on fuel cell 1. And at the present rate of decay of the temperature in fuel cell 1, looks like we'll have to put it on the buses about every 20 hours. Over.
Fine, that suits us fine, Charlie.
Okay, good. One little last thing. Is that we got some word on, we got some word for you on the storage of the LEM cameras and the LIOH canister. We suggest that you wrap the cameras in an LCG and store them in A8. Stand by one. Ten, stand by. We got a recent update on the camera storage. We'll be right with you, over.
Roger, Houston. Say again now, we're going to go to maneuver to the sleep attitude at this time.
Roger, that's fine. Tom, go ahead. Go ahead on the maneuver, and your computer's yours, and I'll be back with you when we get the high gain on the Hasselblad and canister. Over.
Okay.